Last season, I feel like I was really close to my first score at one of our last meets. And then I was like, this summer, I'm going to work hard. I'm going to get that national score before I'm done diving. So then I worked hard all summer. And then at our first meet against Jamestown, I got that score on 1 meter. And then I was like, crap, this is really happening. Like, I have to do it this year. This is the year. So then I was like, well, I got a chance on 3 meter. Like, it's gonna happen. It's gonna happen. And then we got to our last couple duels of the season, and I was really stressed. So for the U-Mary duel, I was like, if it happens today, it's gonna be an amazing meet. And then it did. And I was like, this is amazing. And then it hit me that I'm going to nationals. Like, I'm the only one on my team going to nationals. And then I got a little bit more stressed.
And tell me about the feeling, Mary, I think that's last home duel.
Yes.
It's your last time competing in Nemzig Pool. To be able to hit that mark, I mean, what kind of emotions were running through your head? I mean, we all saw the reaction after the score went out, of how excited you were, but talk to me about some of the emotions that were running through your head when not only do you hit this score, but it's kind of a momentous duel in a sense where, it's your last home duel competing here at least.
Well, I finished competing 3 meter, and I had a teammate that also did really good at that meet, and I was like, we did so good. We should be so proud of ourselves. But I had no idea that I had hit the score I needed to. I knew it would be close, and I was like, what if I'm just like 3 points off? I can't get excited yet. And then they started naming off places, and as soon as I heard that score, I was like overwhelmed. I was so excited. Like I said, I had just worked so hard, and I was so excited for this moment. And no one on our team, since I've been at Morehead, has been to nationals. So then I was like, this is a huge accomplishment. And I walked onto this team, and I didn't start diving till I was a junior in high school. So I was excited.
And you bring up your teammates. I think the diving group specifically. It's obviously you, Ruth, Guy came in together, and then Isabel, who's been here.
Isabel.
I mean, an extra year. Talk to me about what they've meant to you, because obviously Isabel was very close to joining you
Yes.
in that sense. But I feel like there's such a dynamic between you guys that's really special. I don't think we see that in a whole lot of other sports. Talk to me about what they've meant to you throughout your career.
Yes. So when I first got here, I was a little bit nervous about Ruth because she didn't show up to our first couple like team gatherings, and I was like, oh no. Like, what is this gonna be like this year? And then I had never done 3 meter before at all when I got to Morehead. So that was just a whole new experience. And me and Ruth and Isabel were all learning together because we had finally gotten a coach, like a diving coach. And I'm a chicken. So I looked up to Isabel for everything. And I'm convinced I would never be where I am now without her because she's got balls. She does everything. She chucks it. She's amazing. I look up to her 100%. And Ruth is right by my side, chucking things, even though you wouldn't think she'd be able to make them around, she somehow does. And then I'm like, well, if she does it, I have to do it. And then it's just like we hang out all the time. We really just became the OG3. Like, that's how we refer to ourselves. And we really just created this amazing bond that I hope that we never lose. Then Kenna, a freshman, joined us this year, and we also love her. She's just our little freshman. And I hope our team just continues to grow like that.
And I think I asked you about your reaction to hitting that provisional score. Tell me about your reaction to Isabel, finishing runner-up at conference. I think seeing that relationship between you two and Ruth, and obviously she hit the board during preliminaries for her to rally back and do what she did. I mean, it was just awesome. Tell me about your emotions seeing her go through that in her last game.
Isabel hit every dive. I literally could not be more proud of her because she had a rough beginning of the season, and I was just worried about her, and she just wasn't herself at the beginning of the season. But once we hit those like last 3 meets, she was just like bang, bang, bang. Every dive she did was phenomenal. And she was herself again, and we were just having so much fun. And when she hit the board in our prelims, I was like, oh my gosh, she has never done that before. But her reverses are amazing. And if I was her, I would not be able to get back on that board. I would be so stressed. I'd probably be crying before my dive. But she got up there, she did it again, And not only that, but she does another reverse where she adds a whole nother flip, and that was also phenomenal. And then she somehow popped into second, and I was just like blown away by her. Like I always am.
And, you know, we talked about the teammates. You talked about, you know, finally getting a diving coach. Tell me about, you know, what Becca's meant to you. I know she's meant more than just diving. It goes yes. well beyond that for you guys. Talk to me about how she's impacted your life.
Well, when I was in high school, we really didn't have a diving coach there either. But I love diving. So then I came to Moorhead and I was like, even if I don't have a coach, like I just, you know, I want to give it what I got and try it again. And then Becca showed up and she has been amazing. I don't just look up to her as a coach, but a person, because I can talk to her. She's easy. She's young. She knows what we're going through too. She used to dive at St. Cloud. She still holds records there. And so she can relate to us in many ways. And honestly, I don't know where I would be without Becca. She's convinced me to stay on this team. I just love her. I just wrote a whole essay on how amazing of a coach she is.
What was the title of the essay?
It was just a leadership paper.
Okay.
And she just... And then my professor responded with, wow, Becca sounds like an incredible coach. And she is.
Tell me going into this, because like we had led off with, this meet is so different where you kind of almost have to prove your spot to move Pat, to move into Wednesday, move into the rest of the meet.
Yes.
Talk to me about, you know, you're going up against a big field. I mean, there's probably a lot of downtime in between dives, et cetera.
Yes.
How do you approach that? Because it is so much different than, you know, a duel or even conference for that matter. I mean, you're just, there's so many more things going on, I guess.
So at our mid-season meet, I feel like it's going to be similar to that. And at our mid-season, we have the boys and the girls pretty much going simultaneously. And we do have like 30 divers at Rochester too. So I think it's going to be very similar to that. I'm going to put myself in a sweatshirt and a vest. I'm going to bring my heat warmers to put in my suit and hopefully stay warm during that wait. But I think I'm just going to talk, and I can talk to Becca because she's not judging at this meet. So I'm going to have her give me a pep talk before every dive. I'm going to visualize all my dives. I'm just going to take a deep breath and try to relax. And hopefully it goes well.
And, you know, like you brought up, I think 2020 was the last year we would have had somebody qualify for this particular meet. That meet got canceled due to COVID. So that I think it was 2019 is the year we've actually had somebody compete in this meet. What does that mean? Because there's, you know, a level of history that you're making to kind of break that streak a little bit and add your name to a great list of dragon divers from the past. What does that mean to you to be, you bring up the one person, you know, what's kind of your thought process on that?
I think that Becca did it all. I wouldn't be here without her. I wasn't near qualifying my freshman year. Like, I never would have thought I would have had the dives I have now. I never would have done them if it wasn't for my teammates. Like, if I would have gone anywhere else, I'm convinced I wouldn't be at the spot I'm at now. And being able to qualify was just an accomplishment I never thought I would get. And, like, I honestly didn't think I would be an athlete in college. Like, I didn't know that was a possibility when I was in high school. And so that accomplishment to me is just crazy, and the support I have from my teammates is just phenomenal. And I never thought I'd be able to experience what I'm experiencing now.
I mean, maybe my last question is, what do you think, you know, a high school version of Zoe would say now about you? I mean, because you just said, I didn't know that I could be an athlete. I didn't know that I could do all these things, but now you are doing all those things. I mean, what do you think a former version of yourself would say about you now?
I think I would just say, wow. I don't have to look up to everyone else. It's just me now. I can look up to myself, and I know I can do it.